Patsy, another good day for Mark English.
Yes, yes, late last night in New York and Melrose Games, as you say, and just taking pretty much a second off his Irish record. And, you know, it was absolutely brilliant. It was one of the fastest 800 metres indoor ever ran, and a new American record for the guy up front. And he hung on for fourth place, and he really drove and dug deep over that last off that last bend. And it's all indications are that he's coming into great form. Well, all indications were that he was coming into good form, but he really nailed it last night, and he is delighted with himself, and he's now qualified for the European Championship. So that's an automatic qualification, and it was a big night for the Irish in many respects. There were three Irish records, Sarah Healy in the mile, and then we had this young fellow, Kirshgadden, from down in County Meath. He broke Eamon Coughlin's long standing Irish mile record. You know, Eamon Coughlin, we associated it with Melrose Games, the Wanaker Mile and all that for many years. In fact, Coughlin broke the world record at one point in that meet, and as he was known back then as a chairman of the boards. But young Kirshgadden broke the record, and it's very interesting that only three Irish men have ever ran 3:49 for the mile, and that's Ray Flynn, who was promoting the meet last night, Eamon Cotton, who was a guest last night, and this young fella. So the mantle has moved on, and that was the story in the mile. But Mark English, in good form, coming out blazing at the start of this particular year, and we're looking forward now to the rise of him as we go into the indoor season on to the World Championships later on. So it's a great night, absolutely brilliant performance, and delighted for him. You know, he has put in big training over the last few months, particularly abroad in South Africa, where he joined up with the Dutch for periods of training. That went well. All indications were good, and now he bore it out last night.
Yeah, and Patsy, great stuff for Mark English indeed. Talk to me about the future for Mark English, Patsy, and over the next few months, and what's the next action for him?
Well, the next action for him is going to Holland for the European Championships. He has such a brilliant record in the European Championships, having medalled on a number of occasions, over 800 metres, as we all know. And, he'll be going with great confidence. But he's got the Irish Championships before that in a couple of weeks' time. He'll be trying to build on his unbelievable record of winning national 800 metre titles, both indoors and outdoors. And that's his next item on the agenda. And then we go on to the Europeans and so on. And it's all good. It's really all good at the moment. And, you know, we did anticipate possibly that after the Olympic Games that he is a doctor, then he might have stepped down and followed his career. But he's given one more year, and he's going to give it his best shot, and he's obviously in good form to do that. And it's absolutely a great credit to him that he's maintained this momentum for back 10, 12 years as the lead Irish athlete, but not only the lead Irish athlete, but an Irish athlete that qualifies for major championships on a consistent basis, you know.
Yeah, and Pat, in terms of Donegal athletes this weekend, was there any main event, or is there anything to report on from Donegal athletes this weekend?
Yes, there was, Kieran, in Valencia. Fin Valley athlete Roisin Flanagan was making a debut in the season. She ran 9:03 in Valencia in the indoor meet in Spain. That's good for her. She's just coming back from injury. She has spent a period of training in South Africa. That went well, thankfully, because she's been injured, and you know, you just worry. And she's coming back, and she'll run now a couple more indoor races. Then we had over in Loughborough on Saturday, we had Lauren Callaghan from Fin Valley as well. She was third in that meet there in the long jump at 6:16. Now, 6:16 in the long jump at this early stage of the season is good and strong for her. So she's one of her best, nationally, one of the best long jumpers there is in the country. So the season has started well for her. And I do note that I see her on the track. She is getting stuck in big time, both in the weights room and on the track. So it's looking good for her. They were the main ones. Now, also, the National League was on yesterday, and Letterkenny were involved in that. Young Aaron Freed, exciting young athlete, a student at Loretta Letterkenny. She ran a PB 200 metres there. She was the best of the Letterkenny contingent. A young Letterkenny contingent put together by Catherine McDevitt. You know, Catherine not only is a coach, but she's also a master athlete, and she would have been competing herself. And it's a great credit to her that she has, you know, amassed a team and a young team in Letterkenny, and she went to the National League. So great credit to her, both a men's and a women's team. But Erin Freed was the pick of those, and well done to her. So she's got to build that. She ran 200 metres. She is particularly a 400 metre runner, so she's looking for speed, really, I expect. So good on her. And Brand Bridget McDyer from Finn Valley was an athlete yesterday, throwing the weight for distance. She's targeting a medal in the National Senior Championship. So we'll see how that goes for her. But she won yesterday, obviously. But that was just an open meet for her. But she's got her eyes on a National Championship medal come the National Championships in 2 weeks' time. So let's see how that goes.